Nearly 325 organizations have signed a letter pressing Attorney General Jeff Sessions to make sure the Justice Department does its job when it looks at a proposal for three potential mergers. The companies include Dow Chemical and DuPont, Monsanto and Bayer, and Syngenta and ChemChina. Tiffany Fink-Haynes with Friends of the Earth says her group and others want Congress to provide oversight because President Donald Trump met with the CEOs of Monsanto just before he was inaugurated.
It raised a lot of ethics questions for lawyers who are very well versed in antitrust law, because they said that this is very uncommon, that presidents hardly ever and really in history have not interfered in this way.
The letter says if all three deals were to close, the newly created companies would control nearly 70% of the world's pesticide market, more than 60% of commercial seed sales, and 80% of the U.S. corn seed market. President Donald Trump has said the mergers would create jobs and boost the economy. Joe Maxwell, who heads the Organization for Competitive Markets, says big mergers are bad for the environment, small farmers, rural communities, and consumers. He cites climate change as one reason the nation needs more diversified and competitive development.
There's little incentive for these companies to do further research and development on seeds. We all worry about having too few strains or genes in those seeds. We become too dependent, we'll look just like Ireland did in a potato famine.
Lisa Griffith, interim director of the National Family Farm Coalition, adds when these types of mergers happen, prices go up and seed varieties disappear.
A lot of these varieties that are available from the agrochemical corporations are GM varieties, genetically modified, which may not be what the farmer wants.
This is Julie Kelso with Utah Public Radio.